Well, they're a big problem all over the country, and Richmond has its own fair share of it. But the problem being is that the elderly and the vulnerable are being contacted by bogus police officers and asking them to part with their money or help them try and find someone within the banking system that are using their accounts, and they're getting them to draw out money. They're telling them not to tell the staff at the bank what's going on. The police will not contact anyone and ask them to help us try and track down criminals by taking money out of their banks, by transferring money. It is a scam and we've got to stop it. Criminals will target the more affluent areas. And Richmond, Barnes, and that. Yeah, they are affluent areas. However, we are getting people that are being scammed. Doesn't matter where they live, because people just phone them. It's their phone number. So, yes, to some degree, they will go for the more affluent areas. But unfortunately, they're going to everyone now. I've been very, very fortunate that I have the backing, and she's supporting it, along with other more prominent people within the borough are helping us out. And with the support of the communities, the charities, I'm hoping this is going to be a springboard to deliver this throughout the Metropolitan Police Service and further afield.
Do you think that elderly people are more susceptible to scams because they're not using social media and the internet as much?
No, and you're dead right, because and that's why we've got to take these presentations to them. And the elderly that are being targeted, when they were younger, their trust of people was absolutely brilliant, and they would trust a police officer as they trust a doctor, a nurse. But unfortunately, these callous criminals are using those means to scam them, and we've got to try and stop it.
And what kind of scams are you seeing?
The biggest one that's coming out at the moment is where they're contacted by phone by a bogus police officer saying that maybe they've got a detain someone who's got their credit cards on them that belong to that person, or they believe that the bank, a member of the bank staff, is using their account, hacking into it, so they need them to go down to the bank and withdraw money. It just doesn't happen. It really doesn't. My advice is, yes, they will get flustered because they are genuine people who believe what they're being told. And these people do ring them. They're professional in what they do, and they know what to say. My advice is put the phone down and ring the bank, but don't ring it on the numbers that they're given to you. Ring the bank. You know your bank numbers. You know the people to speak to, or speak to a friend, speak to a family member. Tell them what's going on.
And family members should be on the lookout as well. If you've got an elderly parent or relative, you should be perhaps asking them the questions, because a lot of it is pride as well, isn't it? They don't want to admit they might have been scammed.
Unfortunately, I've done many, many presentations, and every time we'll get someone who will speak to me afterwards and say, well, I was scammed, but I was too embarrassed to tell anyone. Don't be embarrassed about ringing someone up. But I would just say, put the phone down on these people, have no dialogue with them whatsoever. They will try and trick you.
On the day of the event, how will it go?
To start with, hopefully the commissioner will do an opening speech, and then I will do my presentation from the Richmond crime prevention team. And then we've got officers from the CID at Kingston. They're going to come along with their advice on online scams. We've got Operation Falcon. They're a department that deal with major frauds. They're coming along there, and they're going to be actually promoting their new book, the Little Book of Big Scams, and Gloria Hunniford is there to promote it as well. So, and that will give you all the new information and how to avoid being scammed.
Because you don't have to be elderly to come to the event, do you?
I mean, absolutely
it's open
not
for everyone, but would you say there's a more emphasis on the older generation?
I have to say that we've targeted a lot of the care homes and a lot of the elderly people over there by using Age UK Richmond. They're helping us up. Loads of charities are really coming forward. So, yes, we've even been given minibuses by one of a charity free of charge to collect the elderly that can't actually use public transport. So we are pushing. We will continue to push throughout.